And for those of you not from East Side, I'm Cheryl's mother.
And Ginger's.
And I'm also Wayne Hope's wife, running around trying to print up extra books. An elder's wife that way. But today I'll be talking to you as
elderly women.
And our illusion is about
back
more. Whether you should concentrate all your energies on, or whether you should make the most important thing of a homemaker. More and more for you to think of, okay, unless you're a successful career woman, you know, when they ask you about your driver's license or whatever, and they need and your job, or you go to the doctor's office and go. And now I put homemaker. There have been times when I put teacher, and there's been times.
We don't have to be
ashamed. I wanted, when Cheryl was doing her talk this morning, I wanted to tell her that somebody's not speaking. So. This first paragraph is what Steve Klein gave me to base my lesson on. So this is his illusion in our culture is that a woman finds her ultimate fulfillment in achieving success in the workplace. The reality is that a wife fulfills God's purpose in creating her when she helps her husband. The way she does this is by being working manager of household affairs. And where God designed wives to be homemakers, literally workers at home. God's will is that wives guide or manage. Homemaker is defined by Webster's Dictionary as one who manages a household, especially a mother. That can be loving Christian husband, children together, and go through. While I was coming up to you, what do you plan to be when you grow up? Okay. They may ask, college, what you going to do? And you might say, maker, doctor, a teacher. Even a fireman, it'd be firewoman.
Grocery store clerk.
Never heard anybody answer that, but
be a grocery store clerk.
Lawyer,
accountant.
May already be in college.
Maybe struggling with choosing a major field of study.
And then you get all these courses that you have to have done with, and then and what you're going to come up with next. You have chosen one and runs, but sure you like that anymore. I didn't like physics. Math major.
A degree in math.
Which is not what you usually get to go on.
I didn't like physics.
So I got out of college. I taught up here at the Bible school, taught math for third year. Affecting Cheryl. And so I was able to, and I have been so blessed in being able to, one young man graduated from the University of Huntsville planning to be an engineer on their co-op program, so he got some experience out time to co-op. Then he continued his education in Alabama
and got his master's in business.
That involved 2 years, so here we are 7 years out.
While he was there at the University of
Huntsville, his job was working for a
market. Loved it. He loved it.
And this was a successful school and managed it. Goodbye engineering. My son, and this is what he has his own school, 100, 300 students varying, whatever. Loves working with those kids.
He gets to go into the local
elementary schools and do, what would you call it? He gets to do not just teaching them martial arts, but he can take the PE classes for a day and do some of that, but teaches them character,
which is involved in the martial program. And I seem to really love him.
Okay.
Today I was at elementary school.
But as being a business owner, PA does help him with it.
That's what he wants to do.
Loves doing. Life does not always follow the path. Started out on our college careers.
Education is important.
And it's good to know how to do things and accomplish things. Sometimes I think, float through high school and we float through college, we're fairly intelligent, it's not too hard to pass and finish. What do we know how to do?
A lot of times it's what you pair out life and getting along in life and help you so much. But if you do go to the workforce,
know how to use a computer,
a lot of times business software they use is specific out there. So not a perfect world where everything's just out. What I want you to learn is to learn how to do other things.
Those English literature authors and
Shakespeare. And
I love math.
Right now, what am I doing with math?
I've done some tutoring since I was those first years when I...
There, you know,
you got calculators now. You don't have to...
A lot of it's taking care of programs to
key in a few numbers, and it comes up with what you want. not just drift, Proverbs 31. The four passages we're going to concentrate on, I mentioned the Genesis 2:18. The Lord God said, it is good that man should not be alone. This is why God made one. Make him a helper, deep for him, comfortable for him. Woman was created to be a companion for man and to be a helper for him. Not think too much about creation. That woman was made for man, the Bible says. And as Bible believers, most of our husband cited. I wanted us to look at different versions. I find that fascinating to look at how interpretations of the word and as it's changed through the years. Worthy woman, and I won't notes, but the different wife, wife of noble character, excellent wife, amplified the kind of adjectives, capable, intelligent, and virtuous, ideal, the excellent woman.
Yes, ma'am. Mine says something different.
Find a woman who fears the Lord. Oh. Find a virtuous wife, is what my new king, far above ruby. Rubies. I want us to look at the verbs as we go down through here. A hard work. I'm sick. I'm going to just read down through these, and then I've got a little exercise. Heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he has no lack of gain. Does him good and not evil all the days of her life. So she does good and not evil. That implies action. She seeks wool and flax. We hardly know what wool and flax are. Wool comes from what? Flax come from. But they were used to make bread, down that we grow, that we would flax and willingly works with her hands. Brings her food from in our car and we go to Mark. Me is like a promise this while it's yet night. Talk about sleeping late. I get up and get through and then think about that now. Okay, you can like you say I'm gonna make up for later. Okay, that may work for now, but what about when you have a job? Work night shift might work, but what about if you're on the 8 to 5 schedule? Is that gonna work? Not sleep at 11. What about when children come? They let you sleep till 11 o'clock. So if you are inclined to be that night person and sleep late, think ahead and see if you can adjust your schedule somewhat and start easing on to getting up earlier before it comes to those times when you've got to be up taking care of a child and a schedule. That's as well as yet. That's food, household. Back then, that wasn't as easy as it is now. I mean, if I really don't want to cook, how many places are around that I can run through and grab something? But that wasn't the way it was back then. They raised cattle and milk half and put it in freezer, and that was the meat for the garden. And fortunately, that was the days of electricity when you could have a freezer. But that drying out, the drying your Isaac. I like to do those things and plant some vineyard. Okay, I've had gardens. I've planted some food. I was it. Planted a vineyard. Now, my husband's put out a few grapevines, berry vines. Barely get to have them because we should the animals. But they harvested. They still, the people had some. Oh, births herself, and that could have a spiritual need. Also, I'm just thinking of it in terms of you keeping your body healthy. She do all these things if she lays around and I don't think hers is an program where she runs to the gym and has a trainer. I think, and it may have some of the things that have a spiritual application of strengthening yourself, but I only say that also she's got to try to keep herself healthy. She perceives that her merchandise is good. She's making things that she can sell. She's growing, she's got a vineyard.
As helpers, because
no, it talks about in her household, their helpers, maiden. But she has to do some in realizing, okay, I want good quality stuff to sell. And she proceeded that standard and wrong. Keeps her out burning at night. Did that like a night light. But there was work that you might have to do on it. Stretches out her hand to the
spinning tool.
Right, she's part of elementary. You would think of cotton up here on this end. That's the dish stuff. And you've got, like, you've taken the seed out of the cotton and it's up there. And you've got to spin it into bread. And so she does it, works it with her hands, then it comes down and winds around the set. We had a picture of a spinning disc that's a little bit more. All right, that's not easy, is it? from the beginning to the end of making, she extends her head. Well, because wool was what absorbed that color. So, in her family.
She makes tapestry. Make canvas of cloth, and you wove thread around to make pictures.
Oh, it's how much you can tell about that picture, but this is not. Start out as a, visualize it starting out as a blank canvas, only it's cloth. And then you use other thread to make that beautiful. Ooh, that would take a long time, wouldn't it? I'm not sure whether this was Wayne's grandmother. I'm not sure whether was done machine-wise, or she had her son live in Belgium for a while. I'm wondering if they did not bring her this from back
there.
I just want you to realize hard. She clothes herself with fine linen and pearls, makes linen garments, sashes for the merchants. So she's making money, doing sale, opens her mouth with wisdom, watches over the ways of the household. She let her maidens be lazy? I don't think so. And it's fair violence. Love the way it expresses that. Doesn't say she's not lazy. God doesn't want us to be any passages in the prophet. She works willingly. Book, page in your little guide. Which verse is down at the bottom of the page? It starts. Which verse does support the following qualities of the virtuous wife? Just jot down right quick which one you think shows works willingly. Do them one by one. Raise your hand or count. Yeah. Okay, verse 13. Woman lacks and willingly works with her. Takes care of family, food and clothing. And I've got four verses down for that. But what would support that she provides food and clothing for her household?
Verse 14,
she's like merchant ships, brings her food, for that's providing food, and if she rises while at night, provides food for her household. 17, she girds herself with strength and she got 1, she's not afraid of snow for her household's harlot. That's where she's making something with the cloth. Okay, 19. All right, I had 27, which was watching over the ways of the household, not eating the food. Okay, let's look at intelligent, educated. What would make me think me had in that? Opens her mouth with wisdom, and I also had. Not louder, I'm hard of hearing. Okay. Considers a field and buys it from a prophet. She plants a vineyard. That considering shows her intelligence. 18, she perceives. That again shows intelligence. That is good. My interpretation of this, exercises and is healthy. 17, girds her arms. I'll read it like mine. It's not as easy anymore. All right. You think her work's good? What shows that she does quality work? 18, she rises while it's night. Okay, good. She finds sash. Hands-on projects. Sews and makes. What verse likes when he works with her? Makes tapestry for herself. Helps others. That obviously. She extends her hand. Plans ahead. More on that one, but not where she likes. Bitters. I had 21. Rate of snow. Nice appearance. What do I base that on?
22.
Tapestry for herself. Brings honor to the family. High strength, honor, or her rejoice in time to aid. Children rise up and call her blessed and praises her. 7. Part of her husband safely truck gang. 23. That's where he sits among them. And then, is he not a busybody? And I put the whole passage on that. 10 through 31. She is definitely a bitch. And 27. Watches over the ways of her household, does not eat the bread of idleness, and that shows she's not idle. Fears the Lord.
She is praised.
Such a good example for us to develop these qualities. I mean, I would like, my son did, but I would like for my grandson to marry someone who works willingly, who takes care of the family, diligent and educated, does quality work, his own projects, helps others, is ahead, being beautiful, but it means, okay, you wear clean clothes, comb your hair, you take baths. She could say, no, that would be sure, often my grandmother
would say it too.
And I would like for her not to be idle and to be the best. Okay. I would like for you to develop these qualities. I'd like for you to work willingly.
And now's the time to start if you haven't already. If every time your mother asked, or dad asked you to do something, and it's immediately, Dad, I'm busy, I'm sleeping, I don't want to do that, learn to use one new dish a week, and not just dessert. Take on one new chore. Garbage out, keep the walls swept, vacuum the kitchen floor after stuff, bathrooms, wash clutter. And how wonderful it would be to volunteer without being asked. Oh, I came across this little item. Jane Francisco, the editor-in-chief of Good Housekeeping Magazine, tells of her growing up years in the From the Editor section of a 2015 magazine. She said, both my parents are wizards at fixing and making things. By the time they sent me out into the world, I'd learned to frame a wall, carpenter work, knit, crochet, sew, bake bread, quilt, navigate a boat, hang wallpaper, countersink a screw, a hole in most materials, jumpstart a car, disconnect a toilet, hang a door, solder a pipe, even sponge paint in the 1990s. But pushing me to learn ever gave me. Just having these skills in my toolbox is hiring. And you may have different skills in your toolbox. All of you have some. You know how to brush your teeth and how to wash your hair and take a bath. And but do you know how to run the dryer? Do you know how to fix a simple supper? Mom was sick. Until you're ready to get married and say, Mom, please. I do. No. My son off to college when he went to the University of Alabama. Recipes that a boy could fix. He's coming one day, Mama, I forgot to put the hamburger meat in the refrigerator. Reckon I can still use it. Probably shouldn't. All right, I wrote an attempt at the modern virtuous wife. Who can find a great wife? She's worth a fortune. Her husband can trust her to be faithful to him, help him do well in life. She's always encouraging him, not hindering or causing problems. Continually on the lookout for clothes bargains and even knows how to sew. Sometimes she gathers her own fruit from a garden or orchard or travel. She gets up early and gets started on her day's work, making sure there will be food for her family, clean house, and clean clothes. She watches the ads and makes profitable buys. Sometimes she buys and sells online, using exercises, trying to stay in good health. She makes sure she does well at her various tasks, remembering the biblical admonition, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. Colossians 3:17 says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do sloppy work. Better than that. Colossians 3:23, and whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. She helps the needy and makes certain her family has sufficient clothing to keep warm. She also manages to look presentable. Her husband is known by many and holds a responsible position. Makes or buys and sells clothes and other items. She keeps her word, which will bring her rewards in the future. She's wise and speaks kindly to others, watching her family, and is always busy doing something for them. Children think the world of her, as does her husband. They even compliment her, saying, you are the best mom. And I appreciate what your looks aren't everything, but obeying God is. Obedience is what she will be known for. Her very life speaks volumes about her character. At her funeral, she will be compared to the worthy woman, Proverbs 31. That's your goal. None of us are there, but that's your goal. You've got to start somewhere. And many of you have already, but 14-year-olds in here. So I want to encourage you. Don't wait. Okay, at 17, I'm going to learn bake or cook. So let that be the admonition. We even have Karen, who she's married. Virtuous woman of Proverbs 31 was a homemaker who worked very hard, handled some business affairs. Yet she balanced being the wife, the mother, the manager of the household, having those business things. Obviously, the husband and children were her first priority. Remember those action verbs? She does, she perceives, she considers. Alright, homemaker is a noun, but it comes from the verb. The young woman was to make a home, which action would involve a great deal of work. Two other verses I want us to consider in short on time, but the older women were to admonish the young women, love their husbands, to love their children, be discreet, chaste, makers, good, obedient to their own word of God, not be blasphemed.
And then I've listed from some other translations. And I'm going to let you read that later. This is here for you to read again. And then 1 Timothy 5:14. Therefore I desire that the younger widows marry, bear children, manage the house, give no opportunity to the adversary, socially. Managing the house involves taking action, guiding, ruling, looking after, caring for. Following, I give an internet job description to be used in hiring a professional homeschool cover letters and resume.com. So if someone wanted to hire a job, this gives some things. And perform basic household tasks. Cooking. Plan and cook meals. They should be able to do this. Decorate homes. Dust and mop floors. Wash down bathrooms. Wash windows. Clean doors. Dust surfaces and furniture. Vacuum. Wash carpets. Minor repairs. You know how to take a screwdriver and go and something's coming loose and just needs screwing in a little bit? Well, does it take a Phillips head or does it take a flat head? No. Or do you just not want to do that, and so you're going to let that door hang there until your husband gets home or your dad or what? Learn to do little things like that yourself. Wash dishes, flatware, organize family belongings. Create shopping lists, purchase groceries, maintain budgets, pay house bills, record of credit payments. Or you and your husband are going to have to coordinate who's going to pay the bills. I do it, you know, but I mean, my husband perfectly well could, but he's got, I'm working on that. All right. He trusts me, and I'm doing the record keeping. But in some households, it may be the husband that does the record keeping, but you're going to have to be coordinated because you're spending a lot of the money as you go buy groceries and oversee children by feeding, bathing, grooming. Now, remember, this is the same homemaker. It's not a social activity thing. Report unsafe conditions and hazards. Provide personal assistance. The commode won't flush right. Realize it's not flushing right, but you've worked with it, finally it does. You just go off and forget about it. You need to let somebody know about that commode. Because next time you go, it may not flush at all and it may keep running over. So you need to try to keep things in good condition, and to do that, you've got to make your notes and get it up on. Provide personal assistance. They have a iron clothes, ensure they're focused. Even though these requirements are for a professional homemaker, they're jobs that need to be done by someone in that possibly we talked about. I just thought that was interesting because that is a concise list of things that, in general, and you need to think about that. And I think, I'm going to get married, and clothes washer can take care of work. Have to be put in there right now. And somebody's got to be on top of things. There are two examples here of women that worked in the New Testament. So I'm not saying, okay, don't have a job. I am saying you need to organize your life so that you take work outside on, and it may be necessary to be, your husband may just make whatever. There may be that outside and outside job. But always most important to be that. The ones I listed were Priscilla and Lydia. And Priscilla was a tent maker. Lydia dealt, you think she was wealthy because she dealt in purple, very expensive. And I list the numerical value that I saw in a blog where a husband was upping the importance of his wife, and he had to hire somebody for a year to be a nanny for his 2-year-old son, $1,000. Had to hire a cleaning service, you know, and vacuum, clean carpets, whatever. Five personal shopper, $13,000. Chef, just 2 meals, lunch and dinner, $12,000. Financial assistance, you know, paying those. He came up with $73,000. He said, that's twice what he makes. So he was just, and these are numbers seem inflated, but he wanted his wife to know how important she is. He says, I couldn't afford her, but so much, and so glad to have her. A weird way, this is my way of saying how much I value my wife. It's the mother that came from WeirdGlory.com. Okay, here's my admission. Fun to the younger. Enter the future and learn to work hard. Plan to be an obedient wife. This is important when you're choosing if you're going to sign that marriage certificate with. Be willing, is he the kind of person you're willing to obey? Fight the inclination and the devil's temptation to you to be lazy. Self-going. Be a helper to your husband and make a home. Homemaker. Make a home for your husband and your children. Whether you live in a tent, palace, It becomes necessary for you to work outside the home, make time for the needs of your husband and children. May your children rise up. Oh, you bless it.
Go forth and do good.
Don't be lazy.